What loses $7 billion a year, does a terrible job, and can't go out of business? The post office. But why do we need the government to deliver the mail anyway? We don't, says my next guest, so get rid of it. With me now, Reason TV editor-in-chief and my good friend Nick Gillespie. Nick, it's a pleasure.
Thanks.
Welcome back to Freedom Watch. Well, why should we keep the post office?
This is a great question, and the financial hemorrhaging of the past couple of weeks, the news is awful. There's also something of it like a $5 to $6 billion a year pension liability on top of everything else. There is no reason to keep the post office. The post office is a legacy, not just of the 19th century, but of the Middle Ages, when states and governments and crowns wanted to control communications because, as Seinfeld Newman, the postal worker on Seinfeld, once said, when you control the mail, you control information.
Right.
But the post office is a business like airlines and railroads that we all thought had to be owned by the state. It's been revealed with the passage of time and technological innovation, it absolutely doesn't need to be.
You know, people ask me, is the post office unconstitutional? Yeah. And even though I think it's inefficient and terrible and counter to basic principles of free market, it is constitutional because the Congress is told in the Constitution to establish a post office.
A post office.
But as you say, that was in 1789. This is now 2011. Look at FedEx and UPS. Yeah. Look at what competition can do.
Right.
The problem with the post office is you cannot compete with it at its own numbers. If FedEx or UPS started charging 10 cents or 15 cents, even 40 cents for a delivery, they'd be arrested.
Well, the post office does have a congressionally mandated monopoly on first-class letter delivery. That's why when you go to UPS or FedEx or DHL or whatever, it's an overnight emergency missive. And by the way, the post office is actually pretty good at competing with these guys on certain levels. What should happen is that, you know, we don't, with email, with faxes, with all sorts of other communications, with free phone calls, we don't need first-class mail the way we used to. The post office should be sold off to a private company or a set of private companies that would, you know, that would still deliver mail, but they would do it less frequently, and they would do it without being on the backs of the American taxpayer.
Let's take big picture. And the big picture is we let the government do too much in society today. This delivery of the mail, of course, goes back to the creation of the Republic.
Sure.
But owning hospitals, running schools. Our friend Don Boudreaux had a great piece in the Wall Street Journal earlier this week. What would happen if we let the government own supermarkets and we were forced to go to government supermarkets if we didn't have a choice? When will the American public realize that the post office and everything the government does consumes wealth, not produces wealth?
Well, I think sometime between when we hit the budget debt limit, which is coming up, and September, when the post office goes belly up on its latest line of credit, when it uses all of that up, we are in a moment where I think people are starting to say, you know, with a long ongoing financial crisis and a government crisis of spending, they're saying, you know what, there are core responsibilities the government is responsible for. We should figure out how to pay for those, and then let's get rid of other things. And the post office is rapidly becoming one of those things we can do without. The one good thing that I'll say the post office has done,
what could that possibly be?
Is that, you know, when William...
you're a stamp collector.
No, when William Faulkner, he served as the postmaster of Oxford, Mississippi. He did a terrible job, by all accounts, of delivering the mail because he spent all of his time writing five great novels. So that's the one good thing that it has to weigh against billions of dollars just
Do you think there's the political will in the Congress? Where there isn't the political will to stop borrowing, is the political will to cut the post office loose? Because they're going to have to make a decision by Labor Day.
Yeah, I think it's going to take longer than that because it's the second largest employer in the U.S. after Walmart. So that means there's a lot of special interests, and they're all on the government payroll.
Nick Gillespie, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.